Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where my good friend Matty on talk about all the latest build announcements for Xamarin and .NET MAUI. Welcome back, everyone, to another Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno. Today, my best friend in the entire world, all the way from beautiful Boston, Massachusetts, Matty Legere. How's it going, Matty?
Hi, James. How are you? I miss you.
I miss you too. I'm doing absolutely fantastic. And it is so exciting right now because we're in the middle of Build. And I said, we can't just let Build go by without having an awesome Xamarin Show and having Matty on to talk about all the latest and greatest awesomeness for Xamarin and .NET MAUI developers. If you're a Xamarin developer, you're already a .NET MAUI developer, and that's awesome.
That's true. I know. There's so much. Oh, my goodness. The past month has been so exciting. Every single day, it's like there's something new that it's like, oh, we have to try this out. Oh, we have to show this off. And I'm glad it's all kind of come to fruition and made these amazing demos that you've hopefully seen. And if not, the links will be in the show notes because James and the Channel 9 team are amazing, and they have the best show notes. So... yeah, and that's not to mention, I mean, everything that's going on with Xamarin anyways, and then all the .NET MAUI stuff, and then it's also summer 2021, very exciting. Mm-hmm. So pretty cool, pretty crazy time.
That's exciting times. I figured before we even get into the kind of like the .NET MAUI stuff, right, and we'll link to all the videos and links and things like that, like you said, do you want to give a quick little recap? Because you've been doing a lot of, you know, Xamarin community stand-ups, a lot of other recordings like on.net. Do you want to give a quick, like, you know, few minute of like what's been new in the last few months for Xamarin, Xamarin Forms and the tooling and all that stuff?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's crazy because I feel like we've spent so much time talking about .NET MAUI. We kind of forgot that Xamarin Forms 5 was like the best release of Xamarin Forms ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shapes and brushes and gradients and all that stuff, great. Those are things I've been asking for forever, especially gradients. But then there was a whole bunch of the things that got moved into the Xamarin Community Toolkit. So if you haven't checked that out yet, it's basically like Xamarin Forms Extra. And it's maintained by our amazing community members and some folks from the Xamarin team. But really, it's just a place for controls to kind of bake and grow up a little bit. I like mm-hmm. to think about, like, you're putting your bread in the oven to rise, and then you know, or you let it rise and then you put it in the oven, and there then it goes to Xamarin Forms. That's what I watch Great British Bake Off. Mm-hmm. I know how bread works.
Okay.
But there's so many things in there. I know, like, the media element got moved in there so we could move on it really quickly. There's a bunch of helpers. I remember, I think you had a repo years ago that was just like making MVVM easy. And now mm-hmm. all those things live in the Xamarin Community Toolkit, and it's just, it's super quick to get started. And the blogs about it have been awesome. Definitely check out, we made a conglomerate list of all the community standup links from Eternity, and community standups are first Thursday of every month on live.dot.net. So I'll give you that to put in the show notes as well. But yeah, there's so much going on. And Xamarin Forms 5 had a bunch of really cool stuff in the SDK, and there are blogs and blogs and blogs. Of course, my jam is tooling. So Xamarin Forms 5 was very exciting because we finally shipped our kind of rebuilt, super fast, super amazing XAML Hot Reload 2.0, which is not the official name, but that's what I like to call it. And the new XAML Hot Reload, basically we heard all of the concerns about things like the whole page refreshing. And sometimes it just doesn't handle like on appearing correctly with the original XAML Hot Reload, which mm-hmm. if you haven't used XAML Hot Reload yet, what are you doing? It's the best. It's my favorite thing ever. But yeah, XAML Hot Reload 2.0 has the live visual tree support. So you can kind of inspect your UI and your XAML really quickly. And it supports UWP apps, but with Xamarin Forms, works pretty good. And it doesn't refresh the whole page. And it's super, super fast. I think you did a Xamarin Show with the amazing combo of Dimitri Lyallin and Tim Miller. Tim Miller, who was on the original XAML Hot Reload team, and has been making it amazing ever since. So definitely check that out too. I think those are the big things the past couple months, right? What did I miss?
I think the combination between Xamarin Forms, Xamarin Essentials, Xamarin Community Toolkit, XAML Hot Reload, all the things. It really is this beautiful kind of piece, bringing all the pieces to the puzzle together. And it sort of foreshadows a lot of the .NET MAUI work as I've sort of talked to David and to you and done some videos on and explored a little bit and read the blog posts. it's sort of, like I said earlier, if you're a Xamarin and Xamarin Forms developer, you're already a .NET MAUI developer. It's just kind of like some upgrading to do, some enhancements that you'll get automatically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's been a super exciting time. I know I was recently updating my app this weekend, and that was a Mac application with Xamarin Forms, my stream timer. And I have a UWP and a Mac desktop app, and they were pretty good. I was even using the new Xamarin Hot Reload 2.0 with that, which was kind of cool. So,
Fancy. I like that timer.
And I love doing the demos. And then I also love plugging my iPhone into my Windows machine and just hot restarting.
Oh my goodness. Hot restart has been a lifesaver because I do not have any memory space left on my Mac. So I cannot update Xcode without uninstalling it. And I'm too lazy to do that. So I just plug my iPhone right into my PC and all my demo apps and everything. I've just been hot restarting along and
it's a lot of good stuff. All right, now let's talk about .NET. Wait, why are we wearing completely different clothes all of a sudden, Maddie? What's happening?
I don't know. That was really weird.
Back to the future type of episode here. We're live from Build right now. Build is happening right now. Yes, we started recording pre-Build. Now we're at Build because .NET MAUI Preview 4 is here, Maddie. Oh, my goodness.
It is. Oh, my goodness. .NET MAUI Preview 4 is not the only thing that has come out this week that also accompanied all of .NET 6 Preview 4 and Visual Studio 1610 went GA and 1611 Preview 1 came out. And there have been like 8 bajillion blogs and of course Build and all the amazing talks and some TikToks this year, which has been crazy. But yeah, there's a bunch going on. So we just, you know, we had to go back in time to make sure that we kept everyone up to date with everything.
Yeah, and this is really exciting because for the first time, Visual Studio 1611 Preview 1, you can use with .NET MAUI. I've been, it's the moment I could download the bits, I was over on my test profile and I'm like, MAUI check in and I'm doing stuff and I'm so excited. And I know it's early, right, Maddie? It's still early.
Oh yeah, it's early. But I think now is really the first release where if you're not someone who's like deep into the architecture of all the changes we're making from Xamarin Forms to MAUI and contributing and all that stuff, and you just kind of want to check it out and get a feel for it, this is kind of the first release where it's not that difficult to do so. So I want to show you just how easy it is. Of course, we're still a little rough around the edges at some points. Okay. But yeah, this is the, like you said, this is the release of VS where you can kind of open it up and start playing around and things are solid. So Visual Studio is not installing .NET 6 for you right now. So the first thing you want to do is open your color-coded or whatever Windows terminal, which is the coolest thing ever. And I believe there was a new release of it at some point with earthquake mode. I don't know what that means. I haven't tried it yet. Very exciting. But I'm going to run this thing called MAUI check. And this is from our wonderful team member, Jonathan Dick, R-E-D-T-H, Rith, his GitHub. So it's up on the .NET tools repo or whatever. So you can
install it via the command line, .NET global tool. It's called MAUI check. That's what you're saying.
Yep. Got it. We'll link it in the show notes so you can find it easily. And it's also linked in all the blog posts this week about MAUI stuff. But you can see it goes in and it's a little small, but it checks that my JDK is installed, that my Visual Studio is right. And you can see all my different versions of Visual Studio. And then it checks my Android stuff, my .NET SDK stuff, and then all these .NET workloads, including all my new MAUI and mobile stuff. So it says everything looks good. You might have to run it a few times if you haven't installed anything yet, but it's pretty simple. And if you want to run the latest and latest greatest, you can always run MAUI check --dev. But Preview 4 is out. It's stable. So you don't have to do that. You can just plain old MAUI check will do the job for you right now.
Cool.
And then that gives me all these wonderful dependencies right here so that I can run my MAUI app or my just regular .NET 6 mobile app, whatever you're interested in. So this is the .NET 6 samples repository, but now it's called MAUI samples. So MAUI you might have seen it before. It'll all redirect. All GitHub is amazing and redirects all the links, but currently it's called MAUI samples. That's the name of this repo down here. The solution in it is .NET 6 samples MAUI, but this is really where you want to go if you want to see an already sort of existing, but not really anything more than just like a template MAUI app. And then, of course, if you want to, you can go to File, New, and create your MAUI app right from here, right from Visual Studio now. But you know, this is kind of a sample repository that's up there already. And we're keeping this up to date with all the latest and greatest features too. So we're plugging some things into it. And, you know, hello, emulator. Good morning. I'll close out of that and I'll just make sure I'm looking at the right one. Hello, Maui. Where is it? Oh, my app is just called Maui. Okay. I'm going to click it. I have this beautiful purple launch screen. Looks like .NET. Look at that. It's going to give it a second. And then this is the sample app. So that big purple one that was up here at first, that is the new template. This is this Maui samples app. And it's got some controls in it, like this little slider. So exciting. Switches, and it's got this new Maui bot SVG. And all this stuff is actually handled from one single project. What? So let's talk about what that means. If you had a Xamarin app or a Xamarin Forms app before, you might have had a .NET standard app. That was where all your code was shared. And then you had an Android project and an iOS project and maybe a UWP project. Hmm. And those things had all the platform-specific code you needed to tell your app how to start up and give it permissions. And you put your images in there and your resources and fonts and all this stuff. With .NET Maui, we are taking all that and we're sticking it into one single .NET 6 project.
Gotcha.
And we're giving you folders for that platform specific stuff. So, you know, your Android manifest is now just an Android folder in this one general SDK style .NET 6 project. And then this is your project file. So you can see my app title is defined in one place with my version and my ID. So I could quickly see, what did I name this app on Android? I have no idea. I don't have to name it in two different places or three different places anymore. It's just one thing along with versioning. And then I can have all of my target platforms, my target frameworks. So right now it says .NET 6 iOS and .NET 6 Android, which is how we do multi-targeting with Visual Studio. So we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But I do want to call that out. It's kind of like the key part of this project file. And of course, all of my shared resources.
Oh, cool. Nice.
So I called out that splash screen, which might not seem like the biggest deal in the world, but it's actually the coolest thing ever because it's this one line of code to create that splash screen.
Oh, nice. Very cool.
Yeah. And I'm actually reusing the app icon that we also are generating at like build and compile time. So with the splash screen, we have a app icon. In this case, it's the foreground. It's what says .NET. And then we have a background color. And at compile time, we just know, stitch those together in an iOS and Android. We'll put it to the right file, right type, and we'll pop that up as your app loads.
That's cool. That's really new, like the app icon and the splash screen from some of the earlier previews that people may have experimented with. And yeah, I feel like I'm doing that all the time, which is, you know, making different sizes and doing much stuff. But I see this is an SVG, actually, correct?
It is. So if we go into our shared resources folder here, we can go into app icons and images, and they're just all SVGs.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
And they're called Maui images. Ooh, we still need to get a SVG preview in Visual Studio. That was something we were talking about yesterday.
I think Mads Christensen has an extension that will do it, actually. And he has an extension for everything. So if I find it, I'll put it in the show notes.
He does. That's a great call. Yeah, I'll have to look that up. Maybe we'll force him to start installing it for everybody. But yeah, these are just the SVGs and you know, like the splash screen, the app icon is just kind of stitched together as well at compile and build time. So you have your app icon background, which in this case, I believe is just a purple circle. Mm-hmm. And the foreground file, which is just something that says .NET, and is app icon equals true. And so you can see I have a bunch of app icons that look the same because it's the template, but this is just that one line of code. That's how we made that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and those two little images kind of thrown in together. And of course I have custom fonts and custom images in here that are also shared and just included with a wildcard in my project file. So anything that goes into this images or fonts folder just pops up.
Oh, nice. So those little hearts were little actually font icons.
They are actually font icons. Yeah. Oh. If I go into my click load, great. My main page, you might get some IntelliSense squigglies still. That's because there are some new controls, of course, that are coming out, like these vertical and horizontal stack layouts. And XAML IntelliSense is still catching up, but this is a label style dynamic resource that was defined in my app.xaml exactly as it would have been in your Xamarin Forms app. So nothing's really changed. And that's just saying this is my Ion icons font, and there's a color I've set, and I can change all those things around and all the things I'm used to with my amazing XAML styling and resourcing. Yeah. And then, of course, I can click my button and click
so, all the times I want. So, Maddie, so a lot of the XAML and the styling looks similar to what we may have had. We have some new controls, but I'm noticing that that there's a startup.cs file, which looks so familiar to like an ASP.NET app. What is that?
Let's take a look. That's a good question. I remember the hardest part for me when I started learning Xamarin Forms was I decided to take a regular Xamarin Android app and make it, try to add forms to it or whatever. Mm. People were like, you have to add the iOS project, all this stuff, and then you have to go into the app startup and the main activity, and then you have to do this forms init. And also for all the libraries you want to use in Xamarin Forms, you have to initialize those in all the different places. Mm. And I was like, what? I can't just add a NuGet and call it a day? People were like, no. I'm like, oh, no. So now it's still not quite as simple as adding a NuGet and calling it a day. But with our single project architecture, we do give you the startup.cs file, which is where you do all of the initialization for all of your app, whether it's iOS, Android, Mac Catalyst, or WinUI. Mm-hmm. So you can see in this one, we have use forms compatibility, which kind of just makes sure that if you are using older legacy type controls from the older SDK, it doesn't break on you. It gives you your app entry point, so you can change that out from a MAUI app to anything else. And then we add your font here, you give it an alias. And then we also have an ifdef. So platform-specific code is super, super easy with .NET MAUI because instead of having to go into your platform-specific project, adding the code there, creating an interface, and absorbing it all that way, you can just ifdef right here in your C# file. Or if you want to be fancy and really organized, you can go into the folder and put specific code here. Like, we still have your Android manifest right now, and these things will be going away in later releases, like, the delegate and info.plist. We're going to continue to abstract out to this single project, but for now, these are things that you still need to get the job done, get your app running. So,
gotcha. So it's kind of evolving still, but this is really cool that you can open it up. I see that there's like a device in the dropdown too.
There is. So this is the last, I think, really cool thing besides this little fire emoji right here, which I'm not going to show today. Go watch the .NET 6 deep dive from Build, because the last 10 minutes of that are legitimately fire emoji. It's very exciting. Wink, wink, hot reload for C#, nudge, nudge. But this right here is a little bit different, and it doesn't look that different, but it's sneaky, kind of a big change. It's very exciting in your runtime selection picker thing. If you are a existing Xamarin Forms dev, you were probably used to, right click, set your startup project, or going here and changing between your iPhone and your iOS your iPhone simulator CPU, or your regular iPhone CPU, or your Android, blah, blah, blah. And then you have to choose the project. It's just the one project now. So how do you choose where you're going to deploy to if you can't pick? Well, multi-targeting gives us this nice little guy right here, the target framework selector. So now I can just switch between Net 6 Android and Net 6 iOS and whatever else I have defined in my CS proj file and just kind of click between, and it will pop up what it can find for valid deployment targets. So I don't know why WSL2 is here. Story of MAUI preview 4 in Business Studio 611.
Still early.
It's a preview. But this has changed. Part of the reason we're doing this like in the middle of Build Week is because it's been changing up until 2 days ago. So things are going to continue to change, but this is where we're at right now. And then when you kind of flip into Android, you get this deploy target. Some people are having issues getting it to actually run debugging on their Android emulator right now, but it will deploy totally fine. So you can still go in and, actually use the app and play around with it.
Gotcha.
And we're tweeting and blogging and kind of doing things day by day. So definitely reach out to us however you are comfortable, and we'll see what we can troubleshoot. There are many more releases to come before.
Yeah. Again, literally being this the first one inside of Visual Studio, it's cool to see the progress. And it's progress, right? It's not GA, it's preview 4. It's really cool to see everything come together. And to me, all the things that you've been talking about, Maddie, is just sort of the unification of cross-platform with the icons, the splash screen, the app host builder, the configuration of fonts. There's no random assembly exports and this and that to do. You can put it all here. One question I have for you though is, if I do the MAUI check, I install the stuff. Mm-hmm. You said I can file new. Can we file new, Maddie? Can
Let's file we new.
Do it? Because that's what I like to do, is I like to file new.
I do too. And I actually saw some tweets yesterday of folks, you know, at Maddie or at James or at whoever. And it was the screenshot of, hopefully this works. Otherwise, it'll be a really lame joke right here. But this is going to load. And then it's going to show me my MAUI. Yeah, it was the screenshot. And people were like, look, it's MAUI in Visual Studio. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And one thing I have not really gotten good at talking about yet, because it's very new for me too, but there was plenty of content on it at the .NET talks at Build. This .NET MAUI Blazor app, which seems like we're just taking two really cool products and smushing them together, which is kind of exactly what we did. But it's using the .NET MAUI app as kind of a shell or a container to run your Blazor app inside a web view. So you can have a Blazor app running natively on the desktop and build native controls around it without having to rewrite your whole Blazor stuff. So that's a template you can now have too. But if you just want a plain old MAUI app, you can do this. And then it's the same old solution wizard you're used to.
Nice.
Just name it and create it. And then it's going to take a few seconds. And
I'm actually going to have Alon on in the next few weeks talking about that Blazor.net MAUI app as well. So that'd be cool. Great. So look forward to that.
Yeah. Subscribe. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to watch that, because I feel like every time I'm in a meeting with him, I learn more about what it is. One thing that's cool about the file new template is it actually has support for WinUI right now.
Oh, cool.
So WinUI, we've been working super closely with the team, and they're great, and they have a bunch of goals and we have a bunch of goals, and we're just aligning them all so they all fall into place at the right time. So right now you need a separate WinUI project and then this like package project thing, which is what you deploy. And that's how we've kind of hacked around getting WinUI to work.
Gotcha.
But it's all going to get folded into that main .NET 6 project short imminently, probably, definitely before we go GA, but probably hopefully within the next couple months.
Very cool. And this is going to give you that purple app that we saw in the very beginning, the clicker thingy, all this stuff. And actually, yeah, that's a good point, is don't be fooled by the two projects for WinUI, because and you do have to deploy that packaging project, which totally threw me. I was like, this doesn't make any sense, but then I get it.
Yep. Yeah. David Ordino's blog, on like intro to MAUI P4, blah, 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 has all the deets. And that was pretty easy for me to walk through. But yeah, this is our new template. Look at that bot waving at you. Goodbye, giant blue header that says Xamarin. Sad, but we're moving to a giant purple header with a bot on it. So it's also really cool.
Purple everywhere. Very purple cool. Everywhere.
Yeah.
This is awesome, Maddie. I'm really excited about it. I'll put links to all the Build sessions. I'll put links to the blog post, to the GitHub, and to the Getting Started. Super important. Walk through it. Walks you literally step by step. I did it yesterday, literally 10 minutes after everything dropped on my, you know, my guest profile on my machine that I test on. And I was up and running in 10 minutes. Amazing. So Maddie, thank you so much for showing off all this awesome hotness. And I cannot wait to have you back on to talk about all the new amazing tooling and upcoming previews, RCs, GAs, whenever they happened, as this show evolves with .NET MAUI over time. Spoiler alert, we'll see what happens coming soon. Maddie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It was nice to see you. Happy Build Week.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and ding that notification bell wherever you're at to stay up to date. It's right there. You know, ding, do the thing. All right, cool. Bye.